Welcome to the Mama Coach podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier. Good morning, mamas. Welcome to More Than Sleep with the Mama Coach. Today is Wednesday, and I am back in Canada, back at it, got the boys to school. Happy to be back, and today I want to talk about crying in sleep. It's a tough one. We get asked all the time, you know, what method do we use when we're teaching babies how to sleep? That's a good question, and there isn't an easy answer. Every baby is different, but I feel like in a way that's kind of rhetoric. You hear that all over the internet, right? So really, as registered nurses, we do an assessment on every baby and every child, and that includes figuring out their circadian rhythm, right? How are their internal clocks working with wake periods and sleep? So that's a big part of our assessment. And then feeding. Feeding and sleep go hand in hand. And if your baby or your child has any feeding issues, there's going to be a lot of tears when you try to teach your babe to sleep. It's that simple. And that's why our programs are different. And that's honestly our starting point. I always describe our sleep packages as the starting point is the assessment that we do with families and babies and children, right? That's our starting point. The finish line is the goal. And that is not up to us as mama coaches to decide how your baby should be sleeping. That is up to the families, because every family and every situation is just so unique. So the assessment is the starting point. The finish line is the goal. And everything in between is our support, right? Because we need to understand daily what your child's circadian rhythm is doing and how is it evolving as we try to make simple changes to make sleep come easier. And how is your baby or your child feeding? This comes down to breast milk, formula, or solids, or a combination thereof. Because one of the biggest reasons for tears and one of the biggest worries for parents is my baby crying in the night because they're hungry? And that's something that we can't just assume, oh, no, your baby's over 13 pounds or whatever it is. It's certain, you know, schools of thought think that if your baby's over 13 pounds, he can sleep through the night. I haven't seen the exact research on this. Instead, I think it's a case-by-case basis. And how is your child feeding? And if you think about your baby's feeds in a 24-hour period, young babies, they need, when they wake in the night, a newborn baby wakes because they're hungry. That's why, right? And that's another session, but it's what those feeds look like and what does an effective feed look like that helps a baby sleep longer stretches. But for older babies that are ready to sleep longer stretches at night, and what I mean by that, it's kind of like 4 or 5 months and beyond, you need to think about their bellies in a 24-hour period, right? Filling it up, right? And we want to fill up their caloric, like meet their caloric needs in the 24-hour period. We want to give a lot of those calories in the day, right? Because the more we fill their tank in the day, the better they'll sleep at night. It's true. So there's a lot of teaching surrounding what an effective feed looks like. And what I mean by that is nutritive sucking versus non-nutritive sucking. So is your baby feeding well? Is she taking big sucks and swallows? And I'm referring to breastfeeding here. Or does she get on and just kind of flutter suck and nibble at the breast? That is not an effective feed. And they're different. So that's a big part of our teaching in our programs is How is your baby feeding? And is she getting enough calories in the day so that we can feel comfortable helping her learn to sleep a longer stretch at night? So, step one, how is she feeding? Step two, timing. Feeding and timing are the two biggest reasons for tears when it comes to learning to sleep. Your child's circadian rhythm is different than every baby is unique in that sense when it comes to timing. And it's important that we don't just make the assumption because he's 4 months old, he's going to be awake this long, because every babe's different. And so how do we figure that out? We figure it out by looking at the data that we help. We send you sleep trackers and you send it back to us, and we look for these patterns, and then that piled on to how your baby's feeding and the timing surrounding that will bring more sleep. But to give you an example, adults, humans need between 12 and 13 hours of daytime. What I mean by that is your baby doesn't need to be up 12 to 13 hours straight. But one of the reasons for a ton of tears is that if you're feeding your baby in the night and she sleeps till 9 in the morning or 8:30 in the morning, whatever, and then you're trying to put her down at 7 at night and she cries and she cries and she cries, that's why. There's two, well, one of the reasons why potentially is that she hasn't had enough daytime hours. It's messing with her internal clock. So by either pushing bedtime later, but likely moving morning earlier and giving her that 12 to 13 hours of daytime will make bedtime substantially easier. And this goes for all babies and all kiddos. It's like even with my 7-year-old, if he sleeps in, which he doesn't, but till 8 or 9 in the morning, and I tried to put him to bed at his usual time of 7:30, he would struggle, and that would be why. So we need to look at timing. If it is not right, your baby is going to cry. The other thing we need to look at in regards to timing is sleep pressure. And what I mean by that is how much time or how much pressure is built up to make your baby sleepy enough to fall asleep and to stay asleep. And if we have this wrong, first off, your baby's going to cry when you try to put her down, or B, she might cry and then not stay asleep long enough. And we either have the window too small or too big. And this is tricky, and we need to look at the patterns to help figure this out. But sometimes babies fall into a habit where they appear tired. You know, they're yawning, they're kind of glazed over, and you put them down at their usual awake period time that was working, but they cry. Or maybe they don't cry that much, but they sleep 22 minutes, not long enough. We might have to gently help that baby to have more awake time. And how do you do this? The best method is one that we use and we created. It's called the Mama Method. So it's milk when they wake, activity, so play, and then milk again, and then activity, which is essentially the pause before sleep. And that second M is where the magic happens to extend an awake time longer. And we do this by offering more milk because it's, you know, when you feel tired and you have a snack and you feel temporarily rejuvenated, it's the same for babies and for kids. So if he's under 6 months, I would offer milk again. And if he's over 6 months and taking solids well, I would offer a snack, food. So milk when he wakes, play, solids or milk, the second M, and use that snack or that milk to rejuvenate your baby to help gently ease her into more awake time, 15 to 30 more minutes. And you might find that she sleeps better. There's less tears. And babies and children need more awake time as the day progresses. So their awake time window in the beginning of the day is going to be shorter than it is before bedtime. So there is just something to think about. Maybe your baby's not tired enough, or maybe she's too tired. If we push, I don't like using that word, but if you accidentally push your baby too far and there's too big of a window and she's too tired, our defense mechanism, with sleep, this happens with grown-ups too, is that if we are overtired, we spend more time in REM sleep, in that light sleep, and we wake more frequently. And so if you ever wondered why you stayed out too late, you were having a great time, but you push the kids a little too much, and then they cry at bedtime, and then they wake a lot in the first part of the night, they're overtired and they're in REM sleep, in that light sleep where it's kind of like wave-like crying in that first third of the night, your baby's awake period is too big. And then I would suggest scaling it back. So something to think about. The window's too big, or too little. And then feeding is the second thing, like I mentioned previous. So those are the two big reasons for crying. And they go hand in hand, and looking at them will help decrease the tears substantially. So if you have questions about that, this is what we do. We do assessments on these two things all day long as mama coaches, and we would love to help you. So please reach out. Often our services are covered through private health insurance as well, because we are health professionals, we're registered nurses, and we would be happy to speak with you about your baby, your child, and see if we can figure out what the issue is when it comes to sleep. So, thank you for joining me. And you will be able to catch this episode, Facebook, Instagram Live, if you're watching it, on our YouTube channel, which is The Mama Coach, and on our podcast. So, have a great day, everybody. And I will see you Monday morning. If you come up with questions, if you watch this sometime today on the live feed, just comment below and I'm happy to respond, or reach out to one of the mama coaches on our team or across Canada. And again, we are happy to help. So, just a couple of reasons why we are so much more than sleep. Have a good day, everybody.